1-2 so far. Gosh, you played some really good teams. The Platteview's, Beatrice, boy, that Scott's Bluff team. We're going to see them in a couple of weeks. Little preview of that team. That they sound like the Bearcats are for real again this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just old and big and physical, you know. And so long trip out there, you know. I mean, our kids weren't ready to play that game. That's on me. So, but I mean, they're beatable, you know. But they just McCook will match up well with them, I would imagine.
Had some close games the first 2 weeks. Boy, a tough one. Platteview was, talk about a nail-biter for the season opener, 30-27. I take it you had your chances in that one, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a game-winning field goal. We set ourselves up with a minute 30, drove down the field. Game was tied, and we got into field goal range, talked to the field goal kicker, you know, asked him if he was good from here. So we ran a play just to put the ball in the middle of the field, and when we went to clock the spike the ball to run, you know, stop the clock, our running back ball started and it backed us up 5 yards and kind of just, you know, put a little damper on that right there. But we had our chances in that game. We just didn't capitalize.
But a nice bounce back win the next week against Beatrice at their place.
Yeah, played a good first half of football, not so much in the second half. So still trying to find ourselves.
Coach, I know talking to Coach Petroski a little bit, and he's watched some game film, obviously, and you'd like to throw the ball. This is a team that you can run it, no question about it, but you got some receivers, got some quarterbacks that they feel like you can sling it around, can't you?
Yeah, they're doing okay. You know, right now, you know, Nick done a decent job at quarterback, made some bad decisions here and there, but that's going to happen. Peyton Steyer, you know, I mean, I think he was leading the state, you know, all classes in receiving through 2 weeks, obviously, and then not so much after last week. But, we need some other guys to step it up and do something, you know, which they are. They're all young. They're getting better. We try to – I don't know. I don't go into a game saying I'm going to throw it or run it. It's kind of whatever's working, and we roll with it.
I noticed, Coach, looking at a lot of your stats is you've got some seniors, but a lot of underclassmen in there. So you've got some young, as you said, young kids contributing in a big way too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing. Yeah, we play, you know, quite a few sophomores. I mean, you know, heck, I think at one point we had all freshmen in the game against Scott Bluff in the second half because I just going to get them some experience. But we lean on our seniors heavy, obviously, and being a first year in the program, we talked that they're not probably going to reap the benefits of everything, but they're going to lay the foundation, and that's what we really, you know, been talking about. And so the young kids are, you know, getting good experience. You know, we're just, like I said, going to continue to build for the future.
Coach, I always like to ask the coaches on numbers. Are you happy with the number of freshmen to the senior class, or could they be better?
Yeah, our numbers are decent. They're better than they've been in a while here. I mean, I think we, you know, here at home, we shoot out around 63 kids. You know, obviously our freshman class is one of our bigger classes. Senior class got some good kids. I think we got 13 to 16 kids there. So, you know, it is what it is right now. We're just kind of trucking away, sir.
Well, Coach, you know, it was a tough season last year, no question, but you're already way ahead. You feel like you're way ahead of where you were last year. This, you know, you've got to, you know, got a win. Could have been 2-1, but your team is. You're seeing the improvement, no question. Off season work, weight room, stuff like that, with this bunch, haven't you?
Yeah, we are. We were just so far behind when we took the job, you know, and we obviously found that out against Scott's Bluff, just strength wise. And so, yeah, the kids have been working hard since the summer. But again, Rome wasn't built today. It's going to take some time and going to take consistency in the weight room by the guys, but we are. I mean, organizational wise, I mean, the kids are have really bought in. We have great kids, so I have no complaints there. We don't have any problems, you know, which is always, you know, something you're looking for when starting to try to change culture. Looking forward to it. Yeah, Coach Petroski played for me at Doan when I was the offense coordinator there, so I know Joe real well. And he's done a great job, and he's just a first-class individual all the way around.
So, yeah, I'm sure you've got some terrific Joe Petroski stories you'd like to share with everybody, wouldn't you?
Oh, man, no, I want him to keep his job. That's a joke. He's about as good as him, man. He was, I could count on him. We could count on him all the time. He's, like I said, he's first class.
Yeah, I remember talking to Joe, did some interviews with Joe back in his days at Doan, and I'm still looking at Joe as a college football guy, and now as a coach, he just doesn't look the same. I mean, he just of course that happens when you don't play football, you don't maybe lift and condition like you used to. But well, yeah, he's got a good football mind, and that's good. Yeah, do you get a chance to talk to him very much?
You know, every now and then I do. You know, he came down this. In the spring before I took this job. So, and I sat and visited with him for a couple hours, went to lunch, you know, just talking about seeing what he does, you know, and stuff like that. So that was great. He's the right man for the job, obviously, because he loves kids, man. And he does right by people. And so, but yeah, we keep in touch. I had a little chuckle with him here this week already early, you know, and I told him I had some move-ins that just moved in, and NSAA already approved them, and so we're gonna have new players playing. And I told him, I said, his big D tackle, you know, we NSAA ruled him ineligible because he was too old, and so yeah, just messing around with each other.
That's terrific. That's great. Well, you've watched the Bison on film, Coach. Your thoughts? I mean, you go from what Scottsbluff runs and now to what McCook runs from 1 week to the next. Do you defense it? A lot of same defensive philosophies 1 week to the next, or is it completely different?
Well, I mean, we got to be better at tackling, you know, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, you can't stop anybody if you can't tackle, and, you know, unfortunately for us, not for him, you know, but McCook's got a dual threat back there with their quarterback and running back. And obviously they're very sound up front, you know, in the O-line, and they got some playmakers out on the edge. So, you know, I don't, you know, they're not going to pound it, you know, as much as what Scottsbluff did, but they're still going to see that we weren't able to stop it. So, I mean, I'm going to do it until we stop it. So, but they're a good, you know, they're good. They're well coached up front, and they got some difference makers in the backfield.
Well, Coach, I know it's always a challenging schedule for you, no question about it, with the teams ahead. But, you know, you got some games ahead. We starting in a district play and things like that. Some teams kind of struggling. So, scheduling, I think, well, you got to take them serious, no question, by the one game at a time. But there's some games down the road. Hey, there's some games we will be favored in to win, and hopefully you can do that.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, like I said, like we talked about, we can't get win number three until we get one number two, and we're trying to just, you know, focus on a 1-0, you know, weekly mentality, and you know, and just play it, you know, a game at a time, and we got to stay healthy, and kids just got to come out ready to compete. We got homecoming this week, so you know, obviously there'll be quite a bit of distraction, but at the same time there'll be a lot of excitement around the program. There'll be a good crowd at the game, so. You know, we're just looking forward to a great competition. We just want to we want to sit out there and be competitive is what we want to do, and you know, have a chance in the fourth quarter.